Yeah, Congresswoman, this is Nick Coltrane with the Register. I was just curious, given the state of the pandemic and in Iowa, some of the positive test rates popping or ticking up, what happened in DC, rumors of more potential political violence down the road. Did any of those play a role in why you decided to move this event to a virtual event and postpone the second event that was planned today?
Unfortunately, they do, Nick. I've got meetings all day long and caucus calls and unfortunately conversations related to the attack on the Capitol last week. And so it's another example of being pulled away from doing the people's work here because of something that honestly should have never happened in our country. And so yes, it's disrupting my schedule as a result of it to be able to have events like this in district. Not to mention, I have staff. We have already seen that we have some of the perpetrators of the Capitol here in our district. One's already been arrested. The last thing as a mom I want to do is put any of my staff in danger, along with myself, of course. But as a mom, I would not want to endanger any of my staff by putting them in a position. The unfortunate thing is, as much as I trust Iowans and I think we're good people here, I think last week was a pretty good example of you just don't know. Better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah, and so just to be clear, Congresswoman, again, thank you for the answer. Do you feel safe having in-person constituent events in district right now?
Listen, I here's who I what I feel safe about. I feel safe that if I requested it and needed it, that those who serve our country or are part of our police force would be there and do everything they possibly could to protect myself, my staff, and any of the public that has come out. But I would rather err on the side of caution. We have just a very short period of time where we may have to do that, and I think it's a wiser move to make. Why put other folks in possible danger? I just don't know. I mean, that's really it. I didn't expect to see our constituents on the front page of every paper being arrested at the Capitol. So just, I think the folks on this call who've served our country certainly understand that they'd prefer to avoid conflict than have conflict. And if there's anything that I can do to make that happen during a tough time, I'm going to make that happen.
Okay, I think we have time for one more question.
Yeah,
If
Congressman, this is Roger
anyone
Riley
else
with WHOPV.
has anything.
Has Roger Riley?
Hey, Roger.
Hey, you just curious where the House is standing on this impeachment. You've come out, I guess, in favor of impeaching the president. Will that do you think that will happen by the end of his tenure in the White House, scheduled tenure in the White House?
Yes. So today we intend to bring the resolution to enforce the 25th Amendment on the floor this evening for a vote. And tomorrow we intend on bringing the resolution for impeachment. We already know that unfortunately Vice President Pence is most likely not going to engage in the 25th Amendment. Once again, we're at a point in this country where no one wants to be, literally no one wants to be here. I don't want to have another discussion about impeaching the president. We had Capitol officers killed by Americans. By Americans. They dragged them down the stairs and beat them. If we do not hold the inciters for this accountable, and that includes the president, who unfortunately pushed this narrative year after year to a point where he engaged with folks to literally come to the Capitol and fight. And those are his words. I believe he's a danger to this country, and so do we. And so we'll be bringing those to the floor. And I don't want to hear any of this business of, well, he's only there a couple of weeks. This isn't a middle management job somewhere where if somebody's there a couple of weeks, you know, they're just not getting some work done. This is the president of the United States of America, the most powerful country, the most powerful leader in the world. The folks that are on this call know very well with me what that power holds. And if our president, who has yet to come out and even talk to the families of those officers that have fallen, I'm not sure he's where his care is for this country. And I think he's unfit to be able to lead us over the next 10 days. I think, you know, if he'd do us all a service by stepping down so that Vice President Pence could step in and provide a peaceful transition, but we're not getting there. So we have limited options.